This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 12th, a very special day for us. This is Tune In with Erica. Nice to have your company. Hello, hey, hey, how nice to have your company. As I said, it is the 12th, which for the 1-2 family is a very special day. 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listen, 1-2 Academy, 1-2 House, it's just the 1-2 family, and it's just such a pleasure for me to be part of this. Do I sound a little husky today? I don't know, I hope I'm not coming down with anything. Just let's call it sexy and settle for that, husky, whatever. Anyway, it's a delight to be together with you today. I'm hoping my voice will hold together. I can see people coming into the Facebook chat room. I did have a spot of bother with trying to get the banner up today. Jay Varvel has worked wonders. He's waved his magic wand, and I can now control my own banners. But I seem to have an embarrassment of riches. I think I have two of them. So I'm not sure which ones you're commenting under. I'm kind of working with the one that says all the different times, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 4:30 and 5:30. If you're on the other one, which I posted today, come on over. I think I've managed to pin one to the top. I'm just having a look to see where everybody is commenting. how complicated can I make this? Okay, I've got Patricia in one. Let me go and see if I can look at the other one and see if everybody's appearing there. I'm now completely confused. I'm just going to carry on regardless. Hopefully I can see you all reacting to a banner. So I'm going to see which one we're all under. Okay, there's a second one you're all finding. Oh, I can see Renee is in there. I could see Patricia under the other one. Confused? I certainly will be. Anyway, I'm looking at all comments. Good morning to Renee. Thank you for coming in. And Quelly, I know Patricia's under the other one, so I'm going to try and run dual banners here. This may be a terrible mistake. I can see Gwyn and Patricia are under the other one. Yeah, I'm running two banners and I have no idea how to coordinate them. It's that kind of day. Hey, Mercury is nearly going forward. What can I say? Good morning to Laura. I can see Laura coming in as well. I think we're all in the same place now. I can see that Patricia Rich has come on over to the other banner as well, the one with Jay as well, and Laura. I'm going to work on this one and hope for the best. So if you want to come and join us, it's very easy. If you're a Facebook person, go to the group 1-2 Radio and come on in. You'll hopefully see the banner I'm working from. Good morning to Pamela Snow as well. You've just come in the room. Thank you for finding me. If you're not a Facebook person, good morning to Jean as well. Very simple. Go to the website 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. One of the options is to chat, and therefore you can come in and find all these lovely people who are making the effort to come and join me today on Thursday the 12th. And as I said, obviously a very special day for us, for the 1-2 family. 1-2 Listen is on sale. In fact, it's a wowzer of a week because we were having a Wednesday hump day sale yesterday. Today, obviously, we're on sale because it's 1-2 day. Tomorrow, it's TGI Friday, so we're having another sale. Saturday is Chatterday. We're putting the chat services on sale because some people prefer that. They prefer to type. Sometimes you can't talk out loud or you don't want to. So just to let you know, it's going to be a sale Chatterday on Saturday. And of course, Psychic Sunday, we're always psychically generous and on sale. So loads of chances to get in touch with your favourite advisors on 1-2 Listen and to say hello here on 1-2 Radio today. I am just delighted. I've got my decks with me, so if you would like a reading, please put your messages in the Facebook chat room, which I now think I've got a grip on. You seem to have found me, bless you. So well done, everybody, for doing that. And We are coming into extraordinary times, as I was reminded by the boss of all things 1-2, Mark Husson. We are coming towards Sunday is a full moon, 15th of December. It's a full moon in Gemini. It's also the day that Mercury goes forward. So that's quite an energetic shift. And I did have a think about, well, what does this mean? Well, Mercury going forward is, I think, is your chance to revisit all the energies and opportunities or whatever came our way as it went backwards. Good morning. I can see lots of other people coming in the chat room. So it's our opportunity to revisit those things and maybe have a makeover, if that's what you feel you need, as Mercury goes forward again. It's a great opportunity, I think, for renewal and clarity. And also then you've got this combined with this Gemini full moon. Now, I'm not an astrologer, as you well know. I tend to work with angels and dragons and tarot. But I'm surrounded by wonderful astrologers on the 1-2 family in 1-2 Listen, and I do listen to what they have to say. And the Gemini full moon, it's sometimes called the cold moon, the frost moon, the winter moon, the moon before Yule, take your pick. I can attest that here in the UK, I'm absolutely frozen today. I just can't get warm. It's certainly chilly today, even down here in the southwest, which is the warmest tip of the UK. We've got palm trees in the garden. My palm trees are shivering today. It's a bit cold. But anyway, it is this full moon in Gemini, which is about, Gemini's that, well, it's the duality, but it's that dynamic energy. Gemini is a very dynamic sign. In my tarot cards, I've got a knight on horseback, and the horse is just leaping into action. It's charging forward. It's very dynamic energy. It can be about closure and completion, if we need it to be or we want it to be. It can also be, because it's Gemini, about revelations. So imagine that. Sunday, we've got all that going on and Mercury going forward. So I was thinking about what we can do from now until Sunday to prepare for this huge shift in energy, actually, when you think about it. My first suggestion, as is with all things, because I love to do it, is to meditate. Meditation can be all sorts of things. Yes, I do love sitting still cross-legged. I can't quite do a full lotus. I could do what I think is called a half lotus, but I do love to sit in that position. It just feels very grounding. I'm not very good at sitting in a chair meditating, even though that should be better because you've got your feet on the ground. But I do love sitting in a lotus meditating. I always know when I've done 20 minutes because my foot goes to sleep. When I trained with my yogi Ashokananda, he was very strict. We used to meditate for at least an hour. And after about 20 minutes, I'd be sitting there meditating for at least 10 minutes on, oh, my foot's gone to sleep. Oh, can I move now? And then eventually you get past it. You get past your body and carry on. But it did take me a lot of practice, rather like a musical instrument. It took me a lot of practice to be able to do that. And I haven't practiced that much recently. So now after 20 minutes, my foot goes to sleep. So I knew I'd done 20 minutes this morning. And I've been working particularly with a very, very simple mantra, because there are so many mantras you can use, or you can just use your breath to anchor you and just imagine, feel the cold air coming through your nostrils and right down. Imagine you're breathing into your tailbone, into that root chakra. But after a while, when I do that, my mind, I've got a Libra mind. It's not as lively as a Gemini mind, but it has its moments, and it starts wandering and thinking again if I just use my breath. So I like to use a mantra, but that's just me. And if the mantra is too complicated, my mind, being a Libra brain, starts getting to grips with that and thinking about the words. So I have been using a very, very simple one, which is hum sa. And you breathe into hum and out through sa. And it becomes like a wave on the ocean coming in, ebbing and flowing, hum, sa. It means, it's the name of God. It means I am that, which is a wonderful thing to meditate on because it connects you to the divine in however you perceive that. I don't particularly perceive it in religious contexts. I perceive it in more, it's certainly wisdom traditions, the divine in the universe, whatever you want to call it. It connects you to all that is. And I am that, hum sa. It's spelled H-U-M-S-A, hum, but it's pronounced hum sa. So I love to do that meditation and it really does calm me down. There's no two ways about it. It does. So if you need a bit of calming down with Gemini springing forward and Mercury going forward, well, you could use that. For some people, meditation is going for a walk, but just be very mindful of every time you put your foot on the earth to stay in that present moment. That's a very useful meditation to do. Can be very, very grounding as well. If you happen to live in climes that are warm enough, you could do that in bare feet. It's getting a bit nippy for me to do that on the beach here. I think I'd be frozen by the time I came back in. Or you can simply connect to nature. That's a great way of dealing with the energies that we are in at the moment, because by the 15th with the full moon in Gemini and Mercury going forward, we're almost at the solstice when nature is really slowing up and comes to that halt, that turning point, kind of like breathing in, and then she's going to breathe out and change direction, and the sun starts to come in more strongly again. I love to celebrate the solstice. For me, it's more powerful than the other holidays that are around. Okay, I'll have fun with Christmas and the others, but to me, solstice is the moment. I will be going to a gong bath on solstice. But if you don't fancy any of that, or you can't get out in nature for whatever reason, there are all sorts of reasons why you may not be able to. You may not be able to physically, or maybe nature is not close if you live in a city, then bring it to you. You know, bring some plants into your home. It's Christmas, so if you celebrate Christmas, you could have a real tree with roots on, as opposed to something that's been cut down and is going to die off. I've done that this year. It's an incy wincy tiny little tree. It's not very big, but it's real, and I will put it outside to grow afterwards, and it's got little lights on. And for me, that kind of does it. And obviously, I've got wreaths that I've made myself out of holly and ivy. That's part of the ritual for me. I like to bring nature into the house. I've treated myself to an indoor plant. I'll let you into a secret. I'm not awfully good at indoor plants. I have a tendency to kill them. I really do. But I bought myself a spider plant because they're pretty indestructible. I remember having those in my 20s and they'll stand up to most things. So I have a spider plant looking very pretty with some sparkles on it. And I haven't scored any mistletoe yet. But I will do, because I love to have some mistletoe and my doorway and lots of hope. I'm not expecting romance. I just like mistletoe there because it reminds me when friends come to my house to hug them and give them, be very French, and a kiss on both cheeks. It's just a lovely way to remind me to greet people. And even people who are not quite sure if, you know, I have people coming for drinks and they bring someone I don't know. If you've got mistletoe there, you've got a perfect excuse just to give them a hug if they're a little uncertain, and a kiss on both cheeks. And there we are, done. And it's a lovely, friendly greeting. So you'll have to let me know in the Facebook chat room how you like to greet people. I'm just going to refresh the page and see how we're getting on and make sure that I haven't missed anybody, and then I can do some readings if that is what you would like. Let me just play the Facebook dance, do-si-do. I've done all comments from the other one. I can see Shirin is coming into the room, so let me have a look. So good morning to Patricia, Rich that is, and to Laura, who would like a message. I will come back for you. Laura says she's found me. Yay! I know the feeling. Gwyn, good morning to you. Good morning to Jean and to Laura again. Shenanigans are always welcome. Jean, again, you would like a reading as well. I know that I've seen Shirin, so I'm wondering if I'm still running two banners. But anyway, I will, let's go back to the top and do some messages to begin with, and I'll check the other banner in a minute to make sure that I haven't missed anybody. If you've just come in and joined me, for some reason I have an embarrassment of riches and two banners in the 1-2 Radio Facebook chat room. I'm doing my best to round everybody up into one, but let me have a look. The one I'm looking at the moment starts with my comment saying, hello, you all, and then Patricia, Rich and Laura. But I will go and look at the other one in case you're under there. So Laura would like a card for today, a 1-2 card. And there we go. So interestingly, Laura, I've got a fire card for you. I can see Sharon posting again, so I think you're finding me. I've got a fire card for you, Laura. It's a card, usually, this is a Ten of Fire. It's about accepting help and not overloading your life so that you keep a work, life, play, rest balance. So if your life is ramping up, especially with this weekend that's coming at us with the full moon and all the holiday season and Mercury going forward, just watch out for that life balance, Laura, that you don't get stressed by things. Good morning to Gwyn. Greetings to you too. Jean, good morning. New listener. How lovely to have you on board, Jean. Laura says shenanigans are welcome. Jean would like a reading. Of course, it would be my pleasure, Jean. So let's clear the deck. Always important to do. If you're new to this, Jean, I use an angel tarot. So I've got the combination of angel oracle cards and tarot. And it's a very kindly deck when you put those two together. So let me just tune in and ask for a card for Jean. And there we have a card for you. Lovely earth card. If you do standard tarot, if you're familiar with that, Jean, it is coins. In my deck, it's an earth card. It's the three of earth, which I love because the three is always a very positive card, with the exception of the airs and the swords. That's a pretty brutal card in tarot, but the three of earth is just gorgeous. It's about the power of creativity. It's sometimes being recognized for high quality work or the value that you are to other people. It's about being a team player, very much so, and getting together with people. So that's the kind of energy that you have got coming towards you as we approach this powerful weekend. Now, I can see lots and lots of other people coming in, so I'm now going to go in search of the other comments and the other people and just see. So I'm going to take another look at this particular Facebook banner and make sure I've said good morning to everybody. Pamela Snow has found me on that link and would love a card. So, of course, Pamela, I've cleared the decks. So there we go. What would Pamela need to know this week as we head for this full moon, this Gemini full moon, this Mercury going forward, this wonderful creative soup of possibility? What does Pamela need to know for her highest good? That's me dropping the deck, Pamela. It happens. I've got cold hands. Warm heart. So what does Pamela need to know? Tuning in. Decks sometimes do this. You just have to stay with them until they give you a card. You've got a fire card as well. I shall warm my hands around it. A fire card with a beautiful creative dragon. It's the Seven of Fire. Now, when I see a Seven of Fire, it's always about standing up for yourself or your beliefs. So I don't know if you have got, you're mixing with people who are not, shall I say, your normal circle of people, people who may have very divergent views perhaps coming up for you at the weekend. So it's about defending or standing your ground and not being overwhelmed by anything anybody says. But it's also a card I know very, very strongly means choose your battles wisely. I mean, yes, people disagree with us or they have divergent views, and sometimes we feel it's the moment to say something, and other times you just think it's not worth the battle because this person is not going to hear truly what I say, or they're not open to the conversation, they're very set in their opinions, and sometimes it's just not worth it, just walk away. So very much that kind of energy around you, Pamela. So I'm just going to go back up to the top of this page and see if I'm running two banners still. Bear with me. I've never tried to do this before and run two banners. I'm going to refresh it and see what happens, whether I am running two. Bear with me, my computer's having a slow day. I can't actually see that I'm running two banners, so I'm not quite sure what's going on here. But I think, I hope, yeah, I can only see one, so I think I'm only running one banner. Okay, well, I hope I've caught up with you all. I will keep checking in as the show goes along. Let me just see where we are in this show. Okay, yeah, I've got about 10 minutes left. So I'll have a check-in to see how you're all doing. It says a few more comments and it's not saying, okay, it is doing the Facebook dance. Do you know, Facebook had a major outage the other day. You couldn't comment on anything. So I'm not at all surprised that I'm having a wee bit of bother with it this morning. But anyway, I think I have spoken to everybody. Jolly good. So I was going to talk a little bit more about preparing for this coming weekend and meditating and how we might deal with it. Sometimes it's much easier to meditate if we've got some music. So I thought perhaps you would like to try out this, what I call wave meditation of breathing in. You breathe in, but you send the energy downwards to your tailbone. And then you breathe out and it flows back up out, right up through your body, as if it's coming up through your spine and back out through your nose. And sometimes it's nice to put a pause at the end of it, a beat pause before you breathe back in again. And then a beat pause before you breathe back out. And it becomes this very meditative ebb and flow like a wave. And then if you wanted to add the mantra on top, Hum Sa, then you can do that. So I'm going to do this now. And then if you can't do it with me at the moment, you can always go back and find this and use it, perhaps to go to sleep to, or just first thing in the morning. And somebody, Gwyn's just said they found the second banner, but it doesn't show up. Okay, let's assume that most people are on the right banner and do this meditation. So let me just find you some nice peaceful music. It's called Peaceful Flow, so hopefully here it comes. If you're able to do this with me now, feel free. Just get yourself grounded in whatever way works for you. If you like to sit on a chair and ground through your feet, you can do that. If you're able to sit down and tie your legs in a nice knot in lotus, then do that. Whatever you're doing, put your hands just above your knees, on your legs, on your thighs, so that you're fully connected. You've created a circuit. And just be aware of the weight and the slight heat of your hands on your knees. And take your attention to the space between your eyebrows, your third eye. I always feel this as it creates a triangle of energy, because I've got my two hands on my knees and then the peak of the triangle is between my eyes. You might like to visualize that if you're a visual person. And just let your eyes fully close. Feel your eyelids heavy. You've shut down the outside vision. And let the inner eyes close. Shut down that completely so your focus goes into the center of your forehead to your third eye. And breathe in. Take that breath right down to your tailbone. And and pause. And let the breath just gently flow out, no effort. Up your spine, back through your nose. And pause. And breathe in again, all the way down to your tailbone. And breathe out. Become like a wave in the ocean, ebbing and flowing, breathing in, breathing out. And now, if you want to add the mantra as you breathe in, hum. And as you breathe out, sigh. Of your own without me. Ready to face the weekend with a full moon and Mercury going forward? I do hope so. And I said you can go back and pick up that meditation any time that you like by going back into the on-demand system on 1-2 Radio. You'll find I'll get it up there as fast as I can. You can find this show and all the shows from my colleagues on there. It's like a treasure trove. I love going into there. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm in the last couple of minutes of the show. I'm going to quickly nip back in the Facebook chat room if I've got time, if my computer is fast enough, and just make sure that I have said hello and good morning to absolutely everybody. I'm desperately trying to make it go to all comments fast enough. It does annoy me that Facebook thinks it knows what's relevant and what isn't anyway. Yes, good morning to Gwyn. You did find me as well. I'm so glad. I'm sorry about the confusion, but I was doing the best I could with it. And I think we're down to one banner and sorted. So just to remind you that it is a wonderful 1-2 day here on 1-2 Radio. Jay and Raven are on their way next with your exclusive backstage pass. I do love that show because I get to know my colleagues. You know, we think we know everything about each other, but we don't necessarily. I'm going to go over to 1-2 Listen because we are on sale today, as we are all the way through to Sunday. It's TGI Friday is tomorrow. Chatterday is on Saturday, and it's Psychic Sunday on Sunday. A very happy, empowered, exciting full moon to you on Sunday. I hope that you will prepare well and everything will be wonderful for you. So there we go. I am at the end of the show. I'm just going to find my music. There we go. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate the effort that you make, especially with my banner lottery, but you all turned up at the right places. Have a truly wonderful week. Have a great full moon. See you next week. Lots of love. Bye-bye for now.